So now you can have a different girl every day.
Yeah, when I want it. And they're beautiful. So I enjoy it. Yeah, here, baby. It takes you about $80. Go home, get my grind on with her. You know what I'm saying? And shit, I'm gone. So I come back down there 4 days later and see her again. That's it. Come on, that's it.
All right, Freddie, where'd you grow up? Where are you from originally?
What?
Tell me about your family growing up.
I got 10 brothers and sisters. And my father got 17 by my mother's auntie. Seven, rather. So it's 17 brothers and sisters. And we was raised in a project of what, you know.
What was your childhood like? What was your family like growing up?
My mother tried to keep us in school, but we rebuilt, you know, because I was like, in a sense, the black sheep of the family. So she sent me off with Jim Jones, the one that went to Guyana Town. She sent me, she wanted to send me to him in Redwood Valley on the other side of Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco.
You were hanging out with Jim Jones?
Yeah, I stayed right down the road from him. So I supposed to stay with him, but it was too many, so I stayed right down the road, you know, in Redwood Valley. You know, so, you know, he caught me smoking, and well, people in the store were telling me I was buying cigarettes. So he dropped me off in San Francisco on Fillmore and Sutter. And that's where Pimps and Holes be at, by myself, you know, so.
So he kind of kicked you out?
Yeah.
Well, it might have been the luckiest thing that ever happened to you.
It was, because my auntie Rosemary and my Uncle Harry, my father's brother and his wife, they went over to Guyana. And when he got to Guyana, he called my father and said, send us some money. They're taking our passports. So they got out just in time. And he died soon as he got back here. But in the meantime, I seen this hooker. She was dope fiend, shooting dope. And she said, what you looking at, little man? I said, nothing. She said, come here. So I came to her.
How old were you this time?
About 15 years old. Mm. And she said, hold this for me. She made me hold her vagina open so she could shoot the needle in it. Because she had tracks all over. And so when I seen that, she said, so where are you from? I said, Los Angeles. She said, you're going to be my little man. She got me a hotel room right there on Fillmore. And we went to the shooting gallery, and that's how I get turned off for a minute on that. And so she gave me one to feel good, 15 years old. So we went back again one day, and the girl, Coco, she hit it, and she died right there. And they say, you better get out of here, little nigga, if you don't, you got the murder. So I had to leave it right there, you know, in the little spot where we were shooting at. So I left. So my father always wondered, he ain't heard from me. So he called me Jim Jones and asked about my son. And he said he's in San Francisco. We dropped him off because he was disobedient. So my father said, if you don't have my son back here in 7 days, we're going to come in there and blow everything up. They found me. And when they found me, they took me to General Hospital for a minute, got me clean, then shot me the Job Corps. Job with Marcy Idaho, from there I started smoking weed, you know. So about 19 years old, I come back to California. After everybody was on Sherm and just starting the cocaine. And so I said, shit, I got on that. You know what I'm saying? I started smoking weed, I started smoking cocaine, and I started smoking PCP. And from then on, it went down here. No hope, with no dope.
You've been using cocaine?
Cocaine and Sherman, PCP.
PCP and crack?
Yeah.
For how long?
Yeah.
How old are you now?
I'm 72.
72.
Yeah, about 55 years. Yeah, but I kicked the heroin, like I said. But then again, about 4 years ago, I took one shot of that heroin again, see, you know, because I missed that feeling. And so when I hit the OD, didn't know it. So people were saying, throw him in the alley, put him in the alley. And this girl, she said, She started beating on me, slapping me and everything. Then she got some ice and put it down on my pants. She started slapping me and slapping me and slapping me. And she said, I came too. And then she told me, she said, man, you know what? She said, I'm going to throw you in the alley, man, leave you for dead. Ain't never touched that again.
That was how long ago?
That was about 8, 9 years ago.
Yeah, so that was still heroin then. It wasn't fentanyl.
No, that was heroin, yeah. That's why I ain't never, I said, because she was on clean. I ain't never did that shit no more, never. Because she said I was dead, and she brought me back, you know.
How far did you go in school?
I went to the 11th grade in high school, but then when I went to the prison, I got my GED, and I studied for my bachelor's degree. I got my AA and everything, in psychology and sociology. Hmm. So I was going for my master's degree, but they quit taking when you write for your master's, I forgot that. When you're going for your master's, it used to be you write it down, but now they got on CDs. And in prison, we didn't have the CDs. Take what's the name of that last test you take to get your master's?
I don't know.
I'll think of it a little bit. I'll think of it. I can't think of it right now. So anyway, see, I got a prison in 2011. So I got a job and everything. Then this lady got a job. And so like, I said, fuck it. Every time I go down Figueroa, I see all them fine ladies. You know, I ain't gonna lie, they're looking good. Early in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. So one day, I just stopped. Damn, girl, what's happening with you? She said, you got 50? I said, what? She said, I can even hear the sun. I said, yeah, come on. Ever since then, I got hooked. I start buying pussy every 4 or 5 days. Get off work. She said, stop and get me some. Get paid, stop and get me some. Before I go to work, sometime I stop and get some. You know, it was beautiful, man. They got some beautiful women up there.
You've been doing that for how long?
Shit, for about 4 or 5 years. Oh, yeah, man, shit.
You're 72?
Yeah.
What age girls do you aim for?
Shit, that's my older years, and I'll say 22. They say 22, shit, look good. I got to have that. You know, I got to have that. I ain't gonna lie about it, man. And it was beautiful, man, beautiful. You know, it's better than shit. I call them working girls. It's better to have one of them than, to me, have a girlfriend.
Why is that?
Because your girlfriend lies, because I had two wives like that. They lie and say they ain't doing nothing, and they out there fucking everything in California. At least I know a hoe is fucking. I ain't mad at her. I can get on. That's the only time, that's the most enjoyment I had as a fucking woman.
You've never been married?
Yeah, I've been married. My first wife, she cheated with my brother. And she was in Arkansas because I was on my way to prison, so I had to fly back to California. But before that, I threw my brother up there, and so he could get off dope. And when I called the house, my son said, Dad, I got something to tell you. I said, what? He said, I called Mom and Uncle Tom in the bed together. I said, is that right? He said, yeah, he's about 16. And I said, put it on the phone. And when he put it on the phone, I said, you know what? You divorced me? He said, at home, you give it to my daughter. Put it in her name. She did just that, you know what I'm saying? So that made me really go back to not trusting abroad. Like I said, I get mine, so I get mine on, get by me, pussy, leave where she at. I ain't got to be dedicated to her, you know? And so my other wife, she died. And then Candy was my wife. No, she cheated on my brother, too. He was like that little flamboyant little motherfucker, right? So she cheated with him. I just got rid of her. And now she got so crazy now, she pulled her hair out. You know, I told her, if you ever fuck over me, you don't have problems with yourself. She pulled her hair out. I'm going crazy. Your mind's going to. You know, I gave me another reason to get out there and say, I can fuck a bitch. I don't give a fuck. Buy me some pussy. You know?
It's probably cheaper as well.
Huh?
It's probably cheaper this way as well.
It's cheaper and your mind don't have to be all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because my mind was fucked up, man. I'm doing the right thing for abroad. But I'm working, doing the right thing. And he's going to cheat? For what?
With your brother.
Yeah. And then that same brother told me, he said, man, you give your woman everything she wants. Why you do that? I said, because I don't need to ask another motherfucker for nothing. You know? And he starts, mom, next thing I know, he starts hanging around when I'm at work. So then he get caught fucking her. I said, you know what? Fuck a bitch. I said it just like that. And I tried to take my wife. My father was married to my mother 59 years, something like that. I liked his life, living like that. I tried to live like that, but I always get the wrong bitch to choose. You know what I'm saying? And one girl I really liked, she's from Ohio, Jennifer. She was out there on the streets, you know, hooking and stuff. She said, I met her. She said, I struck that. I fell in love with her. She was a hooker, too. I fell in love with her. See, I know what she was doing. She was fucking for money. I know she was fucking. It bothers me when a bitch, I don't know what they're doing. But I know they fucking. Because a bitch pussy, like I said, man, dick ain't got no conscience. A bitch pussy ain't got no conscience neither. All she wants is feeling. You know what I'm saying? She don't care who she can look at Eve. Did she what she did to Adam. Okay? Eve was the first hoe. You know? I would tell you the truth. She fucked the serpent, another man, and he was a man. He wasn't no snake. He was a man.
Are you saying they're all hoes?
Put it this way. You got some, they're not all hoes, but the average bro, I don't care if she's in church or whatever. Like my wife, she was in church. Had he been a preacher and everything. I turned preacher. And she's supposed to be the preacher's wife. And she fucked my brother. And then I learned about this dude, my brother Jones. I went to jail one day. I had two girls in an 8-bedroom trailer, mobile home. And he was looking at why she in church. I said, he gonna come at you. And he came, when I was in jail, he came at her. I said, charging $400. So he asked her, I give you $40. Why he in jail, look out. He come on the trailer house with $40. She said, no, if he want this, you gonna have to give me $400. And the preacher gave her $400. Yeah, so I can't never put all my trust into a broad. I don't know what she'll do. If preacher's wife do something wrong, they watch the average broad. She out there doing too. She out there being a hoe too. Okay, because I don't fuck a lot of my partners, girlfriends and wives. They was cold. Okay, all the women is old. She see a motherfucker, she likes him, look at the eye, she gonna say, pussy, she gonna give me some pussy. But like I said, I really just buy mine and just say, hell on. That's the way I do it now. That's why I ain't got no woman now. I'm just by myself. Little brother had, she in and out, but, you know, see, I can't, because I don't put all my into her like that, you know. You cooking anything? What's going on, you know?
So now you can have a different girl every day?
Yeah, when I want it. And they're beautiful. So why? Shit, I enjoy it. Yeah, here, baby. Take you about $80. Go home, get my grind on with her, you know what I'm saying? And shit, I'm gone. So I come back down there 4 days later and see her again. That's it. Come on, that's it. You know? And that's what I've been doing. For the last, you can almost say now, 11 years, because I wasn't doing the stones I was doing now, but the last 11 years, that's all I've been doing, man. Buying pussy. I don't care.
You don't develop feelings for these girls?
If I see she develops feelings for me and she likes me and I like her, that's what I'm going to pick with. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm buying pussy. I'm going to pick her. Leave the mother alone. You know? But if she really likes me, want to be with me, and she's a hoe, you know, I know what she's doing. She's a hoe. Okay, so I'm going to favor her more than I favor lady that's doing 9 to 5 or working in the kitchen and coming home the house clean. Because I know what she's doing. You know, a lady that's a wife and homemaker care and all that stuff, they come home from work and show me a hide, breast nothing like dick. You know what I'm saying? And I see what they're doing, know what they're doing, because my homies, wives and them do that shit. And I see them, you know, they try to get on me. I see them, I know it. That's why I don't trust no brother. I trust a whole better. I like them better. At least they honest. Okay. House wives be lying like a motherfucker.
But what kind of work have you done in your life?
I worked at Inglewood Wholesale Electric in electronics. I worked at on Alaskan Avenue. I worked at doing machinery, making airplane parts. I was in Idaho. I was a welder working on building locomotives and stuff. You know, I mean, shit, I had the best jobs it was.
What regrets do you have in your life?
Getting on dope and coming back to California. Because if I wouldn't have came back to life with sober, I was going to Idaho State, Boise, Idaho, a state college. That's where I was working my job at welding at Marcy Knudsen. And our next job was mine was reading blueprints, doing blueprints, right? And soon my brother and them came out there, my cousin, they going behind stores, getting safe, getting all the money. See, I seen that in the account there, 18,000. Started thinking about that shit. When they got on that plane to come back, I came, forgot everything I had, man, came back with them. And my life went down from there, got back on dope. You know what I'm saying? Smoking weed and smoking angel dust come out back then. Angel dust come out, smoking angel dust, man. And you know, I had a couple of wives here and there. But then I started like having three or four working girls on my team. But shit, instead of me being the CEO of the company, I became a client. I'm serious, man. I became a client.
Do you have children of your own?
Yeah, I got 9 kids.
You have 9 kids?
Yeah.
Were you there to raise the 9 kids?
All my kids know me. Because, see, I was born at the time. So I was my daughter in Ohio, my daughter in Las Vegas. I got 2 kids in Chicago. I got 2 sons out here. And I got 11-year-old son now. That's 9 altogether. Yeah.
How many different mothers?
4 or 5. But, see, I was my 11-year-old son. She kidnapped him with some dude that was a child molester and went to Vegas. And 9 months I looked for him and I found him. And when they found him, they found him in a trailer with cereal on the floor and the windows flies everywhere. So I went to court for 9 months every 2 weeks. And I got my son back. They gave me custody. You know. But I broke my ankle. See, you see how swollen it is.
Mm-hmm.
And my doctor said, you keep running behind them. We got to cut your feet off. See how this skin is right here? See that? See the difference? All this?
Yeah.
2 plates and 4 pins. And they say, we're going to have to cut your feet off. So my daughter, San Bernardino, I called, she said, look, I need your help. She's about 49 years old now. And so I said, I need your help. I said, well, I said, baby, I need to raise my boy. She said, that ain't no problem. That's my little brother. So she got him. You know, she said, that boy is so smart and intelligent. He was like 3 years old then. And before he left, he said, Daddy, I want to go home with you. He didn't want to stay with nobody but me. You know, that was my little do or die, man. He was just like me. He was my do or die. That's the way he felt, you know. So when he left, I said, the motherfucker. So I said, fuck, the girl lit upstairs from me. Nice little short pants. I didn't speak to her. I didn't know she was a working girl, though. She said, baby, you got to have some money to get this. I said, what you talking about? She said, baby, give me $100. You can have it any way you want it. Ding, 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 ding. And I got turned back on the vine, man. I wasn't doing it for a minute. I had fuck that. She's bad as a motherfucker, too. The thick, healthy, wider gap in the legs, man. A red bone. You know what red bone is? Mm-hmm. High yellow. I had to have that. Started buying.
What's your kind of girl?
I like a beautiful, petite. Man, this is pretty. That's how I like them. They can be skinny or they can be just little waist and thick little ass. Yes. I had one fat girl. Now, I said, I want to see what this is like. I made love to her, bought the pussy. And I said, man, here, take it. I sucked my pussy so good. She said, I said, man, I got to get some teeth. She said, you don't need no teeth. I said, well, next thing I know, this comes to me with $9,000 to buy me a Celica, a red Celica with a ribbon on it. And she's a working girl out there.
She bought you a car?
She bought me a car, man. I was a trick to her. Okay? That's what it's supposed to be, a trick and a hoe. But she liked the way I ate that pussy real good. You know, you don't need no teeth. That's why I ain't got no teeth now. And she told me that. Everybody said, you need to get some teeth because we can't understand. I said, this girl told me I don't need no teeth. And she bought me a brand new car. Fuck that. You know? That's real, man. I ain't trying to get no teeth.
And you're 72. You have some health problems. What happened to your eye?
Oh, yeah. I went to pick up this girl on ABH in Butler. And this guy was, they was jealous. You know, she was a bad little broad. And they was jealous. So when I got ready to drive off with her, somebody called. When they called, I turned around, somebody threw a bottle hit me right in the eye.
Oh, no.
Yeah, cut my eye real bad. And so I couldn't, so much pain. So the girl got in the driver's seat, she took me to the clean hospital. You know, I told her, don't hold on to the car, babe. And but she wasn't a work girl. She was just somebody I met. Fine as hell, though, you know. And so down the line, I said, my feet. I was in Mexico, I got his phone. I'm in my own apartment building. I said, this ain't no phone. It looks just like mine, right? And the Mexican girl came down and said, she sent me the phone. She looked at it. She said, that ain't your phone, honey. See all those black pictures in that phone? He didn't want to let it go. He just had animosity anyway. So he tried to steal them, tried to fight me, because I was a boxer when I was going to Boise State College. I went to Gold Gloves, Idaho State champion, okay? Featherweight. And so I just hooked him up real good. And his partner came, and I didn't see him. He came behind me, and he swung on me, but he hit me like. And so I fight both of them. Stepped off the curtain and broke my ankle. You know, and they whooped my ass. Brothers driving by, taking pictures, said they're trying to help a motherfucker. You know, but they beat broken ankle. I couldn't stand up on it. You know, anyway. That's how that happened. But other than that.
But in terms of your sexual performance with all these young girls, you're fine at your age?
I said, every night, you're not going to give me a motherfucking, what you call that, Viagra? Hell yeah. You're going to give me a Viagra, man. But if I ain't working at it, if she ain't, come on, little buddy. Little buddy be like a slinky. Fuck that. I just suck on the pussy. You know what I'm saying? Because I said, man, you got a slinky. You ain't working right. God damn. That's where I got it from. This broad talk. She said, man, I can't fuck with no slinky. I said, man, you getting paid for it. You can deal fuck with anything. You know what I'm saying? So I said, fuck it. I said, slinky. I call it slinky. She seen the little hoe seen them down the street. She said, is he a slinky today? I said, hell no. Bring your ass home. So I get a Viagra, man, take beforehand, man. Well, I can dig him down real good. You know what I'm saying? And she says, right there. I said, yeah, he's jumping the court.
Freddie, let me ask you one last question. What would you say is the most important lesson you've learned in your life?
Don't let a motherfucker know what I got in my house. Because my best partner, that's a lesson, broke in my house. He didn't break in. I told him to clear nobody know where I live at. Okay? So he brought him my legs. I was doing shit too. So he brought one of my workers to my house, and my radar came up. So I said, "Fuck it, let me." Because that was been 12 years. I said, "Fuck it, come on in." Came in, got shot twice in the arm, twice in the back. Laid me down. When they got $300,000 out of my safe, got my jewelry, my guns, and the rest of the dope I had. Left me for dead. And I was a worker. See, I left one of them for dead. But he didn't die and turned state evidence on me. That's the worst thing. Don't let nobody know where you live at if you got a lot of money. And they know it. That's the lesson I learned. Now, behind a hoe, she had, I ain't had no downfalls behind a hoe. Okay? Never had no damn problems. I go do they want whatever they want. Yeah, baby. Do what I got to do and get on. You know, so that's always a good thing. Now here comes my daddy. And the mother holds no, it's going to know now. Don't run to that truck, girl. That's what's her name. Dang. And she, as soon as she sees that truck, get in and run to it. And they're already there. Don't fuck with her. Leave him alone, girl. That's mine. You looking for what's her name? She just left on a date. That's it. You know, other than that, man, like I said, it works the same. If I'm having money, don't let nobody know where I live at. At least my best about 12, 13 years working with me. 12, 13 years. See, they was mad because they said, damn, Tim, he got his brother, everything. Look at us. We still standing there. One bedroom apartment, driving an old raggedy car. He got brand new cars and everything, and a nice $300,000 home on a Manchester and Sepulveda out that way. You know what I'm talking about? Mm. Yeah. Ladera Heights, like up in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And no, they're jealous. Jealous, man. So I never let another dude, I don't care, like I said, worked with me for 12 years. I never let him know where I'm at. Nobody, if I got money. You know, right around this and that, but see, I usually just fuck with women. I don't fuck with no partners no more. I just fuck with women. Get mine on and go home. And I ain't got to worry about, and I can't lay my head down and just relax and go to sleep calm. You know, and that's it.
All right. You know? Freddie, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to give you some money and go have some fun tonight.
Okay.